It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy them on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Start things out tonight. We're going to go back in time a little bit. Back, 3 years now since Hurricane Katrina happened. And, of course, subsequently, some might believe that it was Katrina that did all the damage in New Orleans. And I'm sure Katrina did some damage. But the vast majority of the damage was brought on by the failure of the federal government's Army Corps of Engineers to build correctly or to maintain correctly the levee system.
Right.
So that's where all the flooding came from. That's where all the problems came from. And it was at that time that we were on the air, and obviously we weren't in Louisiana, but we were covering the situation as much as possible because there was just, obviously there was the human tragedy aspect, but the major media kind of had that part covered. The tragedy that they didn't cover very well was the tragedy of the failure of the state, the failure of government to do what its purported job is, to keep people safe and to protect people with this, you know, full FEMA, this Federal Emergency Management Agency that purports to be out there to help out in times of trouble, to help out in times of disaster. But yet there was no end to the stories of bureaucratic bungling that resulted in people not getting fed or not getting water, or not even surviving
right.
the experience.
With the bureaucrats turning around trucks full of ice and water?
Yes, that's right. They did not want any help from the marketplace. They didn't want any help from any privateers. And so, they did turn those folks around. And there were just, again, it was just story after story, after tragic, sad story. I mean, we're talking about situations with old people in a nursing home that were never rescued. They were told help was going to come, but since private people weren't allowed to come in there and help, they had to count on the government to come help them. And, of course, the government people didn't come. So can anybody be sued for any of that stuff? Not really. Not really. Pretty much you just take your lumps, and the government screwed you. Just don't trust them in the future.
You know, that seems to be the case. It's when it comes to dealing with the government, you don't have the same recourses that you do with the private marketplace. And we put all our trust in this organization that's supposed to protect us. And then when it fails, which the government fails at, as far as I'm concerned, everything it does. But certainly people would agree that it fails at many, many things it does. Well, what kind of recourse do you have? None.
Not a damn thing. But they did change the head of the FEMA agency, Mark, and that was so big. They made it sound like it was a big deal, right? Oh, we're changing. This guy is not right. We're going to move him out. We're going to bring somebody else in that knows what he's doing. Trust us. We've got this under control, people. And they don't. They're the government. And remember this. The next time something awful happens, you can count on you and maybe some of the people you know. But if you think you can count on the government to keep you safe, you're mistaken, especially if you're a gun owner, because what I want to talk about here is a video that the NRA has released. Now, normally I'm pretty critical of the NRA because they are not a total gun freedom organization. The NRA favors the current regulatory structure that we have. They favor the enforcement of the existing gun laws, the 20,000 plus federal gun laws that are on the books. So, as far as being a principled organization, the NRA, not so much. But, you know, from time to time, they'll do something right. And in this case, they covered some of the tragic gun confiscation cases that occurred during the Hurricane Katrina aftermath, involving some cases federal government people, involving some cases sheriffs in the Louisiana, that particular area of Louisiana. And the first story that they're going to start with, and I've got the audio, I've clipped it out and made it ready for air, but the first story we're going to start with, actually, you might recall, Mark, we saw a video, I think it was ABC News back during this aftermath, where the ABC News cameras followed around a team of National Guardsmen. They also followed around some California Highway Patrol officers that had come all the way out to Louisiana to help out. Well, it turns out what they were helping with was confiscating people's guns. Do you remember the old lady that the big brutish cop tackled because she had a little revolver in her hands?
Yeah.
They'd come into her house, and she wasn't threatening them or anything like that. She had shown them that she had this gun, and they tackled her. This woman is so frail, so thin, so not dangerous and not a threat. That's the woman this report's going to start with. So we're going to go ahead and get this started here, just so you can have an idea of exactly what went on. Because if you don't believe this, and I'm sure there are many people out there that just don't believe it. These are good government people. These are our soldiers. These are our cops. They know about the Second Amendment.
We're told that these people are there to protect us. They've sworn an oath to the Constitution, right?
That's what they claim. So people believe these things about the cops, but the fact is, when the cops are ordered to take your weapons, most of them are going to go right ahead and do it.
You had a friend, actually, who was going into the police academy, and you had a conversation with her about this. Did you not?
I think so.
This was...
you probably remember it better than I do.
Well, then I'll tell the story. It was an ex-girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend's sister, was going into the police academy, and you were over at their house, and she had a boyfriend, of course, and he was a gun owner, sort of gun nutty kind of guy. You know,
yeah.
You know how those guys are. They really like their guns. I gotta say, I kind of like guns myself.
They're fun.
But you asked her if you were told to confiscate the people's weapons, would you do that? And she said yes. And you asked him if cops came to confiscate your guns, what would you do? And he's like,
right in front of her eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
Give it to him bullets first. This is how gun guys tend to be. The gun polishers, that's the one issue that they're willing to stand up over. So they claim.
We'll talk about that in a moment.
But, there it was, right in one little family, this dispute.
So let me get it started here, and we'll come back to the issue of the gun polishers and what they really will do when it's time. Starting with this from the NRA, this is their report here.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
It was a human drama with emotions and tensions running high. Patty Connie is still trying to recover physically and emotionally.
They really did a number on me.
From the day police forced her from her home.
It was traumatic. All of a sudden, they were banging on the front door, the side door, and the back door, and they said, let us in.
She didn't sound
Patty
tough.
Tried to explain.
No.
She was on dry land, she had plenty of food and water, and didn't want to abandon her dogs. But
now, before we go on, what did Patty do wrong, Mark?
She answered the door.
That's right. That's right. I don't care who's out there yelling, let us in, let us in, we're the police, let us in. If they don't have a reason to come in, they have to get you to open the door and let them in. Now, most people consider themselves, again, most people trust the cops. Most people believe the cops are out there to help protect them and help keep themselves safe, protect and serve and all that nonsense. So they go to the door because they feel like they have to. I mean, that's what people on TV do. Every time the cops come to the door on TV, you go to the door, answer the door.
It certainly seems obligatory.
But it's not. So she messed up. She let the cops in. And then she began to try to explain her situation because they were telling her, we have to evacuate you here.
And
I'm on dry land. I've got food. I've got plenty of things to drink, plenty of things to eat. I need to stay here to take care of my dog. Please leave me alone.
And cops are sort of trained that when I give you an order, citizen, you do it. Or we use force against you.
Mm-hmm.
Period. End of story. That's the way it is. That's what I have to do to keep order. Otherwise, the civilians, the rest of them, those people that aren't on the blue team, they will overpower me. That's how they're taught. You have to be in control of the situation. So if somebody disobeys an order, then that person is a criminal. They are the bad guy.
800-259-9231. We'll continue the story here in a moment. See what happened to this particular old lady. course, if you were paying attention a few years ago, you know exactly what happened to her. Ray actually already mentioned it. She got tackled and her gun confiscated. But there are more stories from the Hurricane Katrina aftermath. More gun owners in Louisiana who had their firearms taken. And we'll share some of their stories in a moment. Also want to hear from you with your thoughts on this at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is April 6th.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and the Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Hi, I'm David. And if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-USE-SFR1 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system with over 340,000 posts for you to surf around through. There's everything from serious issues Two fun stuff. You'll find it all totally free. So enjoy that on us at freetalklive.com. In fact, if you want to get straight to the BBS, go to bbs.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI.
Last night we had Jason from SACL CAI,
right.
our big sponsor, on the show, and he said that last year the consumer was saved through lower prices on things $350 last year because of collections companies.
Doing their job, getting the money that's owed, right? Because if the money doesn't come in that's owed, then prices have to go up to make up for it.
And the vast majority of collections companies are not a bunch of awful people that, you know, hassle you and all that other stuff. But they just, you know, they're just trying to get their money.
I can say for sure Jason is a good guy. Count him as one of the good ones. All right, so we were out to, what, like 1 a.m. at a local bar, keeping it real with Jason?
Keeping it real, whatever that means.
All right, so you bring up anything. We continue with the audio here. This is from YouTube. It's an NRA video. Now, I'll once again reiterate for those just tuning in, I'm no fan of the NRA. I prefer the Gun Owners of America. It's a much more principled organization. But that said, the NRA still does do some good stuff, and this is one of those good things. They're reporting on the gun confiscations, of which there were many in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, as the government has as the government came in and it's under the auspices of helping people, they decided they were going to help people by making them completely defenseless. I mean, the suggestion was that there were these bad guys around somewhere.
Running amok.
And they were running amok and robbing
people. I'm sure there were.
Probably true. Robbing people's homes. And so, therefore, to solve that problem, they decided to take guns away from all of the law-abiding citizens.
And officers were getting shot at. That was another big
issue. That's what they claimed.
Sure.
The cops claimed that, and they claimed that was their reason for taking the guns away.
Right. But what they weren't getting shot at was by little old ladies that were, you know, staying in their houses, taking care of their dogs, and had a gun to protect themselves.
Right. So we continue with the audio here. And in fact, it does start with a little old lady, very, very small, maybe 100-pound woman, who was tackled by the police. She continues her story here.
Banging on the front door, the side door, and the back door, and they said, let us in.
Patty tried to explain. She was on dry land, she had plenty of food and water, and didn't want to abandon her dogs. But it didn't matter.
If you see six or eight police that look like linebackers pushing you in a corner, you're in shock. I'd say, look at all my food. I got plenty of food. They kept pushing me back, and ended up like this.
Then, Patty showed them a small revolver she was carefully holding in the palm of her hand. A camera crew was there to capture what unfolded next.
In case you can't see it, which you can't, they literally, this hulking, massive Highway Patrol officer just tackles the woman. She wasn't threatening the police. She wasn't raising the gun at them. She was just simply showing them the gun that she had, probably because they demanded to know if she had any guns in her house. And as we said before, most people are very obedient when it comes to the police. She'd already let them in her home. And so she showed them the gun, and then they tackled her. They shoved this, like, as she described him, a linebacker, literally shoved her back against a wall with all of his might. She fell to the ground. You could hear the dishes clinking. And in a moment, she shows the camera her bruises that she received from this particular incident. And they are absolutely horrifying.
Yeah, old people can't handle that kind of abuse.
And I dropped it on the floor.
You got a gun.
Well, they punched me in the face. Look at my black and blue marks. Look at what they did to me. They dragged me out of here. I really thought they were going to kill me. I really did.
That has to be very frightening.
Yeah, can you imagine? She says she believed that the police were going to kill her.
Protect and serve, man.
We had identification. We were coming back.
Now, this is someone else. There are probably about three or four different stories here.
House that we were taking the weapons out of so criminals wouldn't break in and steal them. And we've had policemen tell us that that's what they wanted us to do. but not the sheriff in St. Tammany. They just wanted to confiscate them from us. So they got on the boat and they asked us, do you have any loaded weapons? Yes, we do. They're in the two back compartments. Wayne went to show them where the gun was.
Now, if you're on a boat...
he screams, don't touch it. Don't even move. I'll get it. And they didn't have a right to take it.
If you're on a boat...
You think these things were uranium, the way they act. I mean, these guns aren't going to jump up and shoot somebody. The average person with a gun is not going to just blow you away. It's just nuts to think that that's the case.
Anyway, what I was going to say is that if you're on a boat, things are a little more difficult. If you're in your house, you can ignore them, or if you feel you must talk to them, tell them to go away. You don't want to talk to them. I think it's best to just not even come to the door if you know it's the police. But on the boat, then they're going to board you, right? There's no way you can prevent them from boarding.
No.
So they're in a tough spot.
They didn't have a reason to take them. That was the thing. We did nothing wrong. But they took them anyway. He said, be thankful we're taking your guns here.
Why?
Why should I be thankful? Well, if they catch you with them on land, they're going to take you straight to jail.
Robert Zoss.
And I think that was a lie, by the way.
Yeah. Aren't you allowed? I believe, according to Louisiana's constitution, you're allowed to carry a gun on your hip.
I'm not sure about that, but the woman that they stole the gun from...
Many of these states that allow that, they don't... The constitution allows it. The government officials do not.
I think the woman that we first heard from was not taken to jail. She was just simply removed from her home. So,
oh, you mean the woman who was punched in the face by the police?
Yeah. So they probably were just lying to try to make him feel better somehow about taking his guns away from him.
Was forced to evacuate when a tree destroyed both of his family's homes.
This is a different guy.
Loaded with dogs, kids, people.
Then, as they were exiting through downtown, the unexpected happened.
These cops came out of nowhere, said stop, and asked, do we have weapons in the car? And I told him, yeah, I do. He said, get out the vehicle, had us all sit cross-legged in front while they searched the vehicle. So I had a .22 long rifle. My tenant's girlfriend had a .22 pearl-handle revolver given to her by her grandmother or grandfather.
But Robert couldn't believe what he watched police do next to his rifle and his friend's pearl handle revolver.
And we'll find out what that was here in moments. Now, just think for yourself. These are cops, and they're just following orders, right? If you talk to the police, these sort of run-of-the-mill cops, not the real outstanding ones that occasionally we'll call this show, the ones that understand liberty, these run-of-the-mill cops, they're just following orders, right? So you'd think they'd follow orders in some way that it... respected the people that they were dealing with. Well, you've got your first hint in that the woman earlier was punched in the face and beaten by the police as she was drugged from her home. So it's clear they're not quite so friendly. But not only are they not friendly, they're also just downright rude, and they do some very unnecessary things. We'll find out what they did to the guns here in a moment. Remember, pearl-handled pistol. More coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to SpyVille.com, that's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. SpyVille.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy them on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. You see what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is April the 11th through the 13th. It's coming up real soon, folks, next weekend. At Knob Creek Gun Range, it's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. It's $10 per person. That's KNOBCreekRange.com. That's KnobCreekRange.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. If you want to chime in on this story from the NRA about the gun confiscations that was that went on after Katrina. Hurricane Katrina, of course, ravaged the Louisiana area, and I guess a good chunk of Mississippi as well. But the cops, whose supposed job is to protect and serve, actually went around and served themselves to all the firearms of the law-abiding citizens in the area.
I'm really sorry. Can I interject really quick?
Yeah.
Apparently, the machine gun shoot has been canceled.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's there's flooding. I've just got some pictures here, and it's incredible, the flooding. There's no doubt about it. This is a real flood. So it's going to be held October the 10th, 11th, and 12th of this year.
Okay.
So there you go.
There you go. A little bit of an update there. So back to the story here from Katrina. Again, the NRA, not the most principled of organizations, but they do some good work. So let me continue with their news report. They're telling different stories from different people that had their guns confiscated. most of them, there weren't cameras around to see it happen. It was only the first lady that there's actually footage of the cops attacking her and stealing her weapon from her. The rest of these guys are just telling their story. And one guy...
Just cameras aren't where these things generally occur. Cops, bureaucrats of all stripes seem to really hate cameras. They don't like it when people record what it is that they do in their,
for good reason.
The course of their duty.
Look what the awful things they're doing to people.
And so, you know, cameras just generally aren't around.
So in this particular case that we're about to hear, one gentleman and his tenants were all moving out. They were evacuating.
He's helping his tenants.
Right. And they had taken their guns, and they were pulled over by the police. And then the cops, of course, took their guns from them, one of which was like a pearl-handled pistol.
Given by a grandparent. It sounds like an heirloom.
Yeah, a family heirloom. So let's continue and find out what the cops did to these weapons. Remember, these folks weren't committing any crimes or anything like that. It's not like the cops were dealing with hardened criminals here. Let's see how they treated these folks in their property.
Saw them smash her gun given to her by grandmother, grandfather. Just against the curb. The other things that they busted up, the 22 rifle they busted up, heed the warning of what this was. You know, this is like Australia. All of a sudden, boom, they got our rights.
We left about 6 o'clock.
They smashed the gun.
Yeah, just destroyed it.
Now, what possible reason would there be for that?
Well,
besides being mean,
I suppose,
and
they
vindictive.
Couldn't necessarily carry it with them, and they wanted to disable it. I mean,
the cops couldn't carry it with them?
It's not like she was ever going to get it back anyway.
Well, there's a guy who tried to get a receipt for his guns. We'll tell his story here in a moment.
But
they had a bunch of guns, Mark. They took those guns away. It's not like they just busted it and left them there. They took the guns away.
No, I don't know.
They're just being mean. They're just scum. And I know, not all cops are scum, but these cops were, whoever they were. Let's continue. They probably didn't even know their names.
In the morning, we started across Lake Pontchartrain. As we came out under the drawbridge of St. Tammany Parish, sheriff's boat run up with the lights flashing, told us to pull over. So we pulled over, and they pulled in about 20 foot from us, and they had 5 guys in the boat, and they had assault weapons, and they pointed them at us.
Real friendly.
And asked if we had any weapons on board. I told them, yes, we had 2 weapons. They said, get at the back of the boat with your hands in the air. We're coming aboard to search.
Amazing.
They got the guns. They opened the case and looked at them. I was standing at the back of the boat with my hands in the air. Automatic rifles pointed at you. I mean, you don't have any choice.
Exactly. He has a few more things to say, but, you know, as we were talking about before, the gun polishers, right, Mark? The people that are saying, they say things like, they're going to get my guns, bullets first, lead first. Well, it's easy to say that, but when you got 5 guys, as he's talking about there, 5 guys pointing automatic weapons at you, what do you do?
Like you're some kind of, I don't know, murderer or something, like you've done something terrible, like you're a terrorist. That's what they're treating these people like.
What do you do?
You do exactly what the nice officer says.
Exactly. Otherwise, you're going to die. Do you give up your guns or do you die? Because that's your choice in that particular instant.
Right.
And so all of these people gave up their guns. And as a result, they had no guns and the state had them all. Now, Mark, what was the purpose of the Second Amendment?
For one, that people never, you know, the government can never take people's guns away so that they can protect themselves. They can provide their family with food.
Protect themselves from private criminals and
government criminals.
Out of control government, right?
You know, it says in the Second Amendment, it sort of alludes to it, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So, it alludes that a man with a gun, a militia is just a group of citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Men with guns keep us free. And I think that's from foreign powers and the domestic one, too. We had just fought a nation, you know, just fought our way free from a nation that, you know, that kept a standing army. And we didn't believe in that.
So what I want to, the reason I ask you that question is, well, if the Second Amendment was put there with the understanding that governments can get out of control and that in order to rein in said government, you may have to resort to violence, therefore, you have the right to bear arms. at what point does it come into play? Because when you've got a citizenry that's so docile to allow and so deferent to authority, to allow these so-called authorities to just come by and take their guns from them, at what point does it become okay? Now, look, I don't want to make it sound like I'm advocating violence against the government people. I'm not at all. I'm just asking the question, at what point...
Right. If you have the right to bear arms and the police are coming and infringing on that right... Like
to take them away.
To take them away, like the Second Amendment says that they can't, that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, mm-hmm. but if they are, in fact, infringing upon it, what does one do? Well, I can tell you this. If you use that firearm to stop the police officer that is trying to infringe upon your Second Amendment right, a jury of your peers in this country will put you in prison for the rest of your life.
You won't make it to prison.
Likely you won't.
There will be 100 more cops that come and you will die. So think about that, and I'd love to have your answers. I know there's calls lining up. There's only a few more seconds in this particular interview here. Let's continue. They took his guns. He was being held at gunpoint, okay? Here he goes.
I mean, they didn't just have them pointed from their hip, they had them up at their shoulder.
They weren't going to miss. You know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they weren't playing. So they said, okay, we're seizing these weapons. So I said, I want a receipt for my guns.
Good man.
They said, no, we're not giving receipts.
We're not giving receipts to today's citizens.
Why should they? They have no reason to give you a receipt.
They said, no. We're not giving receipts. Said if we give receipts, we'd be out here all day writing receipts for all the weapons we've confiscated. It made me angry when they told me to go get a lawyer if I wanted my guns back. That's when I really got angry. They didn't care what your rights were. They were going to deny them.
Yeah.
It's not America as we've known it before. It's changing.
You're damn right about that, son.
Yeah.
Sure is. And already has, and it's just getting worse. This isn't going to just turn around.
No. No, this is now policy. This is standard operating procedure. During an emergency, the citizens, the time that they need their guns, citizens will not be allowed to have them. So pretty soon, everything's going to be an emergency, my friend.
You're right. We've seen it happen once.
The war on terror. Everything changed on 9/11.
We will see it happen again. And the sad thing is there will be people that will say those things, Mark. There'll be people that will say, well, everything did change. What? We can't just let everybody have guns no more. More on the way. You bring up anything. Your thoughts on this. It's Free Talk Live.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's KNOBcreekrange.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
JW Labs has been building rice machines for over 20 years. We take pride in producing the highest quality, original-style frequency instruments. Customers worldwide enjoy the health benefits of using our machines. Our Model A embodies the best of the old and the new in rice technology. Priced under $1,000, Model A is a state-of-the-art device which performs better than machines costing several times more. With Model A, you have enough power to treat a horse, yet enough sensitivity to treat a mouse. It's ideal for local and whole body applications. Sessions are full analog hand-tuned recordings with impeccable refinement. Model A is affordable and highly portable. It's so easy to use that you'll begin experimenting in minutes. We support you in getting started, and we're available as needed for technical support. Call us today at 888-891-1122, 888-891-1122, or visit us online at jwlabs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping with us at the store. Get great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts, hats, hoodies. We've got more, including products that don't even have our logo on them, like the Free Marketeer logo. It's very cool stuff and good quality products as well. So go to store.freetalklive.com and load up your shopping cart. That's store.freetalklive.com. We are talking about the different stories, the sad, tragic stories of gun confiscation from the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, where sheriffs, deputies, as well as National Guardsmen, and even Highway Patrol, went around to people's homes under the orders of some bureaucrat who decided to take everybody's guns away from them. They went around to people's homes, banged on their doors, demanded to talk to them, asked them if they had any guns in the house, or pulled people over and asked them if they had guns, and anybody that admitted to having guns had them taken from them.
And this time when this disaster was going on, when people would need them most.
Correct. There were allegedly criminals running around looting things and taking things from people's homes, so it makes sense for folks to have guns in order
to... Cops can't be everywhere.
Right, to defend themselves. But it didn't make sense to the police, apparently. They went around and took people's guns away from them. We've just heard several stories, sad stories, of exactly what happened, to the point where they weren't even issuing receipts for the guns. If the cops took your guns, good luck getting them back. They told one guy,
they're just gone.
You're going to have to hire a lawyer to get them back. Apparently he did, because at one point in the video that I cut out, he's showing off his guns that he got back.
Impressive.
So I don't know how much money he spent on that. He doesn't mention that, but it couldn't have been cheap.
Nope, hiring a lawyer is never cheap.
Some of them wouldn't have been worth getting back. In the case of the pearl-handled revolver, the family heirloom that was confiscated and smashed on the ground in front of the people that they were confiscated from. So these cops are absolutely out of control. They have no concept of the original intent of this country to be a free place where people can be free to defend themselves. The Second Amendment's pretty damn clear that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And boy, were they infringed. Infringed and infringed and infringed. So many times the cops were saying this was all they were doing during the day, was taking people's guns away from them. So what I want to know from you
And I don't want to make it sound like we're advocating violence. I am not. I think that we need to find nonviolent solutions to this problem. And I think that's what we're doing up here in New Hampshire, the Free State Project. But just as a thought experiment, if it's true that you have the right to defend yourself and the right to bear arms, and the purpose of the Second Amendment was to help people defend themselves from all kinds of criminals, including bad government people, at what point does it become okay to actually use the arms? Mass gun confiscation apparently is not a it's apparently not okay when they come around to confiscate guns, because no one did it. You know what would happen if they did? They'd have gotten killed.
Well, so therefore, I say the answer to that question is it's never okay, because you just have to do what the officers say. You have to raise as much of a ruckus as you can, but you have to do what they say, or you're an enemy of the state. You are a terrorist at that point, and you are going to die. So there's no okay.
So then basically it's going to be like this, then, isn't it? They're going to announce some emergency is going to happen. As you said, the new policy is if there's an emergency, then that's their reason to confiscate people's firearms. Some new terrorist attack or, you know, something will happen.
Some
natural disaster will happen, and they'll use that as an excuse to come around and start taking people's weapons again from them. Maybe this time, though, they won't give them back. You know, maybe, well, who knows? You don't know if you're going to get those guns back when they take them from you. So they start going around taking people's weapons, and since it's unacceptable to shoot government people, then they are successful in taking the supermajority of weapons out of the hands of law-abiding people. Now, there's still going to be the occasional gun that's going to be stashed away. Someone's going to have a secret stash, you know, AK-47 buried in the backyard with some solid gold Krugerrands, for instance. There are going to be those guns that will still be out there, and certainly the criminals will still have their guns.
Yeah, so you can believe that.
Right. Guns will
become that much more valuable, too.
That's true. So guns will still be out there, but most people's will be taken from them. What's next? What happens then?
At that point, there is no check. There is no final check on the government. Once our guns are confiscated from us, from free men...
Is it then open season, though, at that point? Like, if they start going around doing gun confiscations, can we then just start killing politicians?
I just don't think it'll work, my friend.
Hey, that's not what I'm advocating. I'm just asking the question. If they've gone around, if everyone knows they've been taking guns away from people... Is it then time to shoot the bastards, as Claire Wolf would say? Let's go to your phone calls. What do you think? Matt in South Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Hi, yes, Mark and Ian. I just wanted to let you know I'm in the military. I'm actually being trained to operate nuclear reactors, but I'm not allowed to bring a firearm onto the base where I do my studying, even though the Navy has decided that I'm an expert, the highest qualification at handling handguns. They do not allow me to take a firearm on base because it's against their policy.
Pretty disturbing.
The military doesn't allow a military member to carry a weapon on base. What kind of weird situation is that?
Even though my personal firearm is a Beretta 92FS, the civilian equivalent of the M9, the weapon on which the military has trained me, they don't trust me even keep it in my car, let alone bring it in the building. They don't think that I'm qualified to have my own weapon, yet they'll send me off to go do whatever they need me to do with their weapon.
It's just more proof that the government doesn't want someone having a weapon unless they give it to them at the time that they say it's time to use it.
Now, Matt, you say you're working for the Navy, so I doubt you'd ever get into a situation like this, but if you were ordered by some superior to go around and confiscate weapons, what would you tell that superior?
I would probably tell them that my highest obligation that I've sworn to defend the Constitution of the United States.
Okay,
and that prohibits me.
That's a good one. But what if now we're going into the world of what if? What if the Supreme Court, that's currently looking at a relatively important gun case that essentially is going to interpret the Second Amendment and whether or not it conveys an individual right or enshrines an individual right to bear arms, or this weird communistic concept of a collective right to bear arms. Let's say the Supreme Court goes in favor of Washington, D.C., which wants to be able to control people's firearms, and says, no, there is no individual right to bear arms. Let's say the Supreme Court says that. Then your superior could come back and say, well, I'm sorry, but the Supreme Court has decided that there is no individual right to bear arms. So you are upholding the Constitution by confiscating these firearms.
I'd probably have to tell them that I'm going to resign, and I'd hand them my letter of resignation at that moment. I wouldn't
court martial, sir.
It.
You're going to jail.
No, they wouldn't send me to jail, but they'd probably put me on the next bus home.
Does that so they won't send you to jail for that? Or does that mean you're not a member of the Navy?
I doubt they would send me to jail, but if they did, I'd have to tell them I it's an unlawful order.
Very good, sir. Any other thoughts tonight on this issue?
No, I just want to let you guys know that.
I appreciate that, Matt. Thank you for the call tonight. Let's talk to Lou in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lou. Lou,
last night on your forum, I made a post in the issue section. It concerns the Greensburg, Kansas tornado you may know about that happened last year.
I do not know.
Do what again?
I don't recall.
Okay, anyway, there's a tornado that pretty much wiped out a small town in Kansas.
Okay.
And about 2 hours after this tornado hit, they had the ATF in, they had FEMA in, and several other agencies. There were forced evacuations at gunpoint, and there was a standoff where a guy talks about how, you know, police and body armor, you know, were told him to evacuate at gunpoint. And then the authorities had gone into houses that were not destroyed and broken in and taken the guns out of them. So there we have, you know, some gun confiscation there and then forced evacuation. So
I remember that story.
Yeah, anyway, if you look at it, the listeners will look on the BBS and maybe you can read the short article on there. Hmm. You know, try to get the word out. We're trying to get investigations here in Kansas into what happened. But no one in the town wants to really talk about it. So
wow, that's pretty scary. So how do you feel about the question of what to do? What if they are coming around confiscating people's firearms? What is the appropriate response?
Well, look at Randy Weaver. I mean, he got off. I mean, they fired at the marshals, and you know, took an act of Congress to get him off. But eventually, he was cleared, even though his wife was killed. And the thing that really makes me mad is when people do quote the Second Amendment, they never look at the preamble. And if you look in the preamble, it says this Bill of Rights is here to prevent the misconstructions of a new government. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious right there. That's there to protect people from a tyrannical government.
So would you say it would be it'd be game on, so to speak, if they came around and started confiscating everyone's firearms? Would it be legitimate at that point to just start taking people out, government people?
Yes, I think so. I mean, better be judged by 12 and carried by 6 is the same.
Thank you for the call tonight, Lou. We certainly appreciate it. I'm just wondering when the right time is.
I don't think it's a solution that's going to work.
Well, at that point, they've already got your guns. So what's coming next, Mark? What are you going to do? If that's not the solution, then what is at that point? I'd love to know what you think. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.
With oil.